Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up this way for a children's message. All right, good morning, everybody. Okay, I want to show you guys something this morning, all right? Check that out. Pretty cool. You guys ever been surprised by anything?
Yeah.
Yeah? You think I can move this without touching it and without touching the book? Let's see what I can do. Okay. Oh, let me try it again here, okay? Look at that. I got it spinning even. How does that work? Let me show you another trick, okay? You ready for this? I can defy gravity. See that? Whoa. Pretty surprising, right? That's pretty cool. These are magnets. You guys ever seen magnets before? Does anybody have a refrigerator at their house? You do? Do you have any magnets on your refrigerator?
Yeah.
Not every refrigerator has magnets, but sometimes they do. Yeah, magnets stick to metal things, so that's how this works. But if you didn't know that, that's pretty surprising, right? That especially the way they can make this one dance like that and spin around, that's pretty cool. The reason I'm talking about surprises today, though, is because we're going to hear a lesson today about how God does surprising things all the time, okay? The first part of the lesson we're going to hear is about how the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed that starts teeny tiny, teeny tiny, teeny tiny, teeny tiny, and it grows into something giant, which is surprising, right? But the biggest surprise of all is that God does something very, very, very surprising with Jesus. Because Jesus dies, and then does anybody remember what happens? Is that the end of the story? Do you remember? That's right, he dies, and they bury him, and 3 days later, Jesus rises from the dead and comes out of the tomb. It's the most surprising thing that's ever happened, ever, right? God is full of surprises. God can bring something huge out of something tiny, and the biggest surprise of all is what God does in Jesus, brings Jesus back from the dead, and because of that, we have life too. What I want you guys to remember is, even though you guys are not the biggest, right? You guys are still kids, right?
Yeah?
Yeah? Babies are really interesting, aren't they? Yeah. Babies are interesting. They cry. I know. That's what every time we ask Marcus how his baby sister is, what she's doing, he says she's crying. Yeah, so that's true. But what I want you guys to remember is that one of the surprising things that God does is God uses even little things to make big things happen in the world for God, okay? That could be a mustard seed being like the kingdom and getting really big, but it could be that God is going to use something little like you to bring about something big in the world. So I want you guys to see if this week there are ways that you can follow God's call and make something big happen in the world. All right, let's pray while we still got any attention at all up here, right? Repeat after me. Lord God, you make big things happen. Use me to be part of your kingdom work. Amen. Thank you. You guys did a great job up here with me. We can look at these magnets again sometime later if you're interested in those. And Miss Susan is going to line up over here to go to Children's Church if you guys want to go to Children's Church.